As we welcome from the City of Fairhope, as the first Wednesday of the month, is City of Fairhope Department Head, Miss Jessica Walker. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
And you are Special Projects and Grants
Manager. Yes, that's me.
Okay.
I love it. This is always one of those things. Like, how many words can we put together in a title? I don't know. What will it be? But yes, Special Projects and Grants.
Cliff McCollum has you beat. But
yeah, Cliff's is awesome. I won't lie. Cliff's is really good.
But you have lots of special projects happening in the City of Fairhope, and I guess the most obvious will be the Church Street Infrastructure Project, as we're watching a big backhoe making noise behind us.
I know. If you listen really hard, you might actually be able to hear this great big machine behind us. But yes, so we are moving forward with Church Street, as we have been doing now for, I think we're at a year in the project. I think we've got about 9 months left in the project. Just a reminder, this project is replacing infrastructure from Oak Street all the way to Fells. That includes storm drains and water and wastewater infrastructure and gas and electric and you name it. It's touching everything. So just a little bit of a insight into it. So the part from Oak to Magnolia took such a long time because of the diameter of the pipes that have to go in there. Obviously,
they're
gigantic.
They're closer to the water company, the water plant.
100%. Okay. And the stormwater is closer to where it has to be, you know, discharged. And so, so that was an extensive part. I mean, obviously, this is extensive. We're watching
this. I gotta get a picture of you with this backhoe working behind you while you're talking about the backhoe working.
So we're now on the block between Magnolia and Fairhope Avenue. Hang on, I'm gonna smile.
There we go.
So we're now on the block between Fairhope and Magnolia. We have opened up the Magnolia intersection, so I think that there are a lot of happy people in town because of that.
Now, is it gonna stay open?
It's open. It is open.
Oh, see, my impression was that it would reclose after the event.
No, absolutely not. The Magnolia intersection is open now. It's going to open on, it remains open on the east, west, and north sides. The south side of the intersection is closed right now because of sidewalk and curb replacement. So obviously, as we went in, we were trying to get everything buttoned up before New Year's so that it would be a little bit easier to access the parking garage for New Year's. So we did reopen the south side last week so that people could get in and out of the parking garage. Obviously, you couldn't do it at the Fairhope entrance. But we've had to close that portion of the intersection back down. But you can continue. I mean, I know there are a lot of people. I know in the last couple months we've seen a lot of congestion in downtown.
Oh, yeah.
As people who normally would go down Magnolia instead of going all the way to Fairhope have had to go down to Fairhope. So we are we're glad to have that intersection back open. I think probably not me that's the only one that's glad to have it back open.
So it's open through, say, from section heading past church towards the bay.
Correct. That's exactly right.
Is it open to turn on to church?
It is not open to turn on to church right now.
So you still can't go through.
This is not a through
on
street.
Church from Fairhope to
Correct.
Magnolia. Yeah.
And it won't be for a little bit. I mean, we still have got to move up toward Fairhope Avenue. So it's going to continue to be not a through street for quite some time.
What are we going to do about Mardi Gras parades?
Mardi Gras plans go on as expected. There will be no, as of right now, and I knock on wood, there will be no effect to those routes at all.
I'm thrilled to see that it actually shows the same route.
The routes will
be right here on Church Street for the parade.
I'll go back and look at routes. So okay. I'll go back and look at routes and be 100% certain.
It used to come
She just
this
handed
way.
Me something, just FYI. She just handed me something, and I've realized that I don't have my readers on, so borrow Lori's readers right now.
We'll share readers.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, but of course that remains to be seen. I don't think anyone will even know at this point if that route will stay.
Correct.
The same,
I agree with
but
you on
let's
that.
Hope that it will.
We hope that it stays. That is our goal, is to have everything buttoned up right here. Obviously, that doesn't mean that the project is over. We do have to move all the way to Fells.
Yes. So then Fairhope Avenue and then Delmar.
Correct.
And so it's we've got a ways to go.
We do have a ways to go, but I will, like we talked about just a few minutes ago, the portion that is more north was the more extensive portion. As we get, we're seeing it out here now, as we move south down Church, we are seeing smaller pipes. Obviously, we knew that that was going to be the case. We're seeing smaller pipes. It's a smaller disturbance. It doesn't look like a smaller disturbance, because anytime right. you pull anything up from underneath the street, it's obviously going to be incredibly invasive.
It's very fascinating if folks go out walking, walk down our sidewalk and check it out.
Absolutely.
To see, you don't really think what's under the street when you're driving.
I know. So
until
later,
you see something
absolutely.
Like this.
Absolutely. And later today on the Facebook page, the city's Facebook page, so a few weeks ago when we did a water tie-in there at Magnolia and Church. So you remember when the intersection was all pulled apart and we had to do a big water tie-in so the old system would move over to the new system.
Mm-hmm.
I went out and I didn't get in the hole, because we do not encourage people to get in the hole unless they are obviously, you know, equipped for that and have the proper PPE on. But I did go near the hole and I took a picture of what it looks like, because it's really difficult, right, for all of us to say we're digging in the street. Well, that seems pretty easy, but it's not. So later today, you'll see a picture from the vantage point of looking in the hole, and then from the vantage point now that it's mm-hmm. closed, what it took to actually get to that point. We're doing that as a way to we understand that there is frustration. There is so much frustration. It is not fun to have things all pulled apart. It disturbs people's ability to get to where they want to go. It disturbs people's ability to walk, because we have so many walkers and bike riders here in town. But I'm hopeful that by being able to see that illustration of what they had to do to get that street back,
right.
maybe it will alleviate a little
maybe
bit.
Maybe it'll help.
Maybe. We'll see. I mean,
our sidewalks are open. Shops and businesses
absolutely.
Are open. So you can walk down here for pedestrian traffic. We're not going to do our walk open house this Friday, just because it is...
It's a lot.
I wouldn't want somebody to walk across the street and break an ankle, but the sidewalks and businesses are open while this continues.
Correct. And if you look down Church and you see the construction fencing, that is not to keep you away from the shops. It's not to keep you away from the businesses and the restaurants. That's strictly to keep you safe. Keep your children safe, keep your pets safe, so you do not fall in these holes.
Yeah,
or you do not, some of this street has not been packed back in.
Right.
So we want to make sure that we get it right and safe for you.
Exactly. Another big project that made the front page of the Courier is the Arts Alley. This is the alleyway right across from us here on North Church, behind the Fairup Hardware building and running up along the parking garage to the Hampton.
It's too bad you don't have video in here right now that you could stream, because I just did a great happy dance, because Lori knows we have been talking about this for 3 years. I think I have been coming in here now for almost 3 years to talk to you about this alleyway project. It has been full of stops and starts, lots of interesting delays for interesting reasons.
Including having someone in from the federal government to look for Indian artifacts.
Correct. Including having to get an archaeologist under contract
yeah.
to be sitting on site when they finally get to the point of digging that up. So
wow.
It has been a long, interesting history, but it looks like Monday night on the city council agenda, you will see the award to a contractor for this project, which is, it's tremendous. And I know, even as I sit here and do a happy dance, and even as we are excited, it's going to be painful. Just like Church Street has been painful, Arts Alley and getting it from where it is now to where we want it to be
and
so that it's healthy.
Tell us what that vision is and what will be encompassing the Arts Alley.
Sure. So Arts Alley runs from, or what we are referring to now as Arts Alley, runs from Section to Church. It encompasses that entire alleyway and that parking garage in that area. We are going to go back in. We are going to pull up all of the concrete. We are going to fix all of the drainage. There will be new surfaces going in. Obviously, improved drainage is a significant portion of this. There will be new lighting going in. It's intended, and then what it all hinges on, obviously, is our Bratz Hub, the transportation hub that will be built literally across the street from you. It's a public restroom facility. It's also a transportation hub so that the Bratz buses can come in and pick people up from there, and that, obviously our downtown shuttle can use that as a kind mm-hmm. of a place to pick people up and drop people off. It is going to take anywhere from 4 to 6 months. I think 6 months is the estimated time to get it done.
I'm having trouble envisioning it. It's a small space for two-way traffic and parking.
Well, it will no longer be for two-way traffic. So, so in the alley will not be for two-way traffic. It will be for one-way traffic only, coming from Fair from Section down to Church through the alley. Obviously, we will. It'll still allow all of the trucks and the service trucks that deliver things to all of those businesses that back up to the alley. Those deliveries will still be made, but we are not allowing people up the alley. So it will be one-way traffic only.
So there will be one entrance to the parking garage now on Church instead of two.
That is the goal. One entrance, and it will be this north entrance mm-hmm. to the parking garage that gives you a little bit of circulation right there. It also avoids all of that random area right now. I mean, we have a little bit of a trouble right now. I don't like parking or going in right there because I know people just kind of park haphazardly.
Right,
they kind of
right,
come
right.
in on top of each other. It'll eliminate that hazard because it is
and
a hazard.
And some parking spaces in order to build the hub and the restrooms.
Absolutely. So, okay. It will. But, you know, the ultimate goal is to make it so people will utilize that parking garage. I mean, at any given time, you go up to that top floor and there's no one there. We really know we have a parking issue in downtown Fairhope. Part of that is that everybody wants to park right in front of a store, me included, so I don't exempt myself from that. But we really want it to feel like something that is safe. I mean, we don't want someone not to walk in the parking garage or walk to the parking garage because they don't feel like it's safe or that it's easy to walk to, so that's our goal.
And there's going to be some type of an art project that will paint the walls of the parking garage, too, to beautify it some?
So that's a great question. There are a couple art projects that are going to be associated with this eventually. One is, you know, we're looking for wayfinding mural on the side of Master Joe's building to help direct people who are on Section right there into the parking garage. There is the elevator tower. We're looking at a art element there. You don't really know how it's going to work out. Right now, our biggest concern is getting the construction, the hard details put together. It has taken us 3 years to get there, maybe more than 3 years. Uh-huh. I've only been here for 3 years, and I've been working on it since I got here. So,
there's an elevator on the parking garage?
Mm-hmm. There absolutely is.
Wow. I guess I've never noticed because
Lori, we're going on a walking tour this afternoon.
When I when I use it, I'm coming this direction where the stairs are.
Yeah.
So the elevator must be in the back.
It is. It is. And it's protected. Okay. So you walk in, and then there's the elevator, and then there are the stairs on that that east side of the garage. So, you know, it's gonna be great. I think it is gonna be painful. I mean, you know, you guys on this block have had to deal with a lot the last couple months. We will be starting on the other side of the alley, so we'll start there before we move this
on
way.
On Section, yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
So that is what the intention is for the contractor. We'll start there and move this way.
And this is a joint project between the
Eastern
county.
Eastern Shore MPO.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Eastern Shore MPO.
Yeah. So.
Oh, that's good. How much is this costing Fairhope?
Oh, goodness gracious.
I mean, that's what I meant by a joint project. It's mm-hmm. Isn't everybody paying for it?
Well, actually,
together
or not? No, everybody is not. So the Federal Transportation Administration, they will be paying for, I think, 80% of it, 75 or 80% of it, and we will have that last little bit. I think that split is correct. And I apologize, I've been working
that's
on
okay.
other grants.
So okay, yeah, U.S. Federal Transit Administration, and that's what's administered through the Eastern Shore MPO. Okay,
yep.
Well, good.
So we're very excited to see what it's like. You know, maybe a little bit gun shy. I can't wait to actually see it happen until we have people on site. So,
well, you've had that plan and dream and finally come into fruition.
Absolutely.
What else do we need to know from your department? What about the water outages? Is that something you can talk about?
I absolutely can, yes.
There's one this morning.
There's an electric outage this morning.
Oh, is that?
We have electric this morning. So okay. It is happening.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's probably, they've probably taken it offline now. From Main Street, at Veterans to Seacliff.
So this is because the City of Fairhope Electric Department serves places other than the City of Fairhope.
Absolutely.
So this is going to Daphne.
This is, but it's not far. It's just going to Seacliff. It's only going to Seacliff. So just right over that little bridge right there on Scenic.
Okay.
So, and this is because there was a power pole damaged by a car accident. here very recently. Okay. And so to be able to fix what needs to be fixed, they have to pull those out.
Have to turn it off.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So we're hopeful that it doesn't take the 3 hours that is anticipated for it. But the planned water outage that you're referring to, I think, is the one Saturday.
Right.
This is for customers in the area of Greeno and County Road 32 intersection to Highway 181 and 32 intersection.
This is pretty much everybody on 32 between Greeno and 181?
Correct. But let me put it to you this way, because I was just, before I walked in here, I went and sat down with our water department with the full intention of having this conversation, because we have had a lot of questions about it, as we should. These are for homes that are, and customers who are currently on County Road 32, any subdivision or neighborhood that is accessed by turning off of 32 between these two boundaries.
Okay.
So if you live on in a neighborhood that is directly off of 32 from Greeno to 181, you will be affected by this. We're
4 to 6 hours, correct. No water.
And the goal here is the roundabout that the county is putting in. Mm-hmm. They're at 13 and 32. They've done a lot of utility work there to be able to get new water lines in. They have to make the tie-in for the new lines that are there so that they can continue work on that roundabout. That's exactly what this is.
Okay.
This also, it's really important to note that this also includes customers on County Road 13 south from 32 to Precision Place. So that's just past Thoroughbred, right there on your left. I don't have an estimated number of houses at this moment, but I expect to have that later today. We're trying to put out a little bit more information about that, because we know that this is it's a big disturbance on a Saturday. I mean, look, I don't want to be disturbed on a Saturday at all.
No laundry, no dishwashing. Absolutely. Depending on what you're cooking, you might need to
correct.
Buy some
if you still have family in town from the holidays, we understand that that's a problem. We started letting people know about this last Monday so that there could be adequate plans made for it, but we'll continue to talk about it again today, tomorrow, and Friday. You know, and one of the reasons why they're doing this on a Saturday is because in that stretch that's going to be out on Saturday, there is J. Larry Newton School, and there's also the Aviation Academy. Those are, you know, potentially 1,000-plus children who would be affected during the school week. With a 4 to 6 hour outage, that doesn't really allow them to have a school day at their school.
Right,
so
right.
that's a big disturbance, and we understand that it's also a huge disturbance to regular citizens and to households, and there's really no good answer for the progress and when it can happen. But that is why we're doing that on Saturday. We expect, and we'll know for sure later this afternoon, but we expect that the outage will start around 8 or 8:30 on Saturday.
And that is for water.
It's water for water only. Okay. That's correct.
All right.
Let's see what else. What else have you got for me? Throw some questions at me, Lori.
Well, you and I both have been on vacation for a week over Christmas. So
it's been lovely.
The comprehensive plan schedule was released.
Correct.
And
I had
public
an error.
Meetings in January.
Correct. And there was one error in that schedule that I released. So I'll be sending correction out on that, but we do have two meetings coming up. One is going to be at 1 p.m. Tuesday the 25th at the Fairhope Recreation Center, and the other is at 10 a.m. Wednesday the 26th on the campus there's two things here. Yeah, at Dahlgren Hall on the campus of Coastal Alabama Community College.
That's where you need to edit.
Correct. The other edit, if you will look down, is the youth engagement meeting is going to be at 6 p.m. that Wednesday, January 26th at the Fairhope High School instead of 7.
Okay.
We went back and forth on the time there, and my brain just messed that right up. So
You edit it, it will correct every post that's been shared.
Yeah, but you shared that one individually, so I'm going to help you correct it in just a minute.
Oh, I see.
You originated that for us.
I copied and pasted my newsletter.
You did, the newsletter. And if you have not, and I want to make sure that people are setting up for or signed up for the newsletter. If they have not signed up for the newsletter, we're trying to send that out once a week
now. That's really handy. I love that
newsletter.
It is,
unless I make a terrible mistake.
Now, how did I sign up for it? Okay, was it the app or was it the Eventbrite?
No, none of that. You can send me an email. Just send me an email, and I will sign you up for it. There are other ways to do it on Constant Contact. We'll share later today if I can get this corrected.
Okay.
We'll share this week's digest on social media so that people can sign up. But really, honestly, the easiest way right now is just to send me an email. I will get you signed up for what you need to sign up for. I'll send you a nice note back. We can be friends. But
wow.
We have about 13,000, a little over 13,000 people signed up for that. And our open rate, I don't know that anybody really cares about this, but I do care. We see about 50% of those 13,000 people opening the newsletter. That's mm-hmm. a big deal because there's no other way for us to really directly reach people.
Well, but that's what you've also got the app for. I just presumed I was getting them because of the Everbridge or the app.
No. So okay. If you are a customer in the city of Fairhope, you are receiving the newsletter. If you are in our customer base, you will receive the newsletter because it has utility stuff there. So if you're a water or a sewer electric customer, so you will receive it. But if you are
automatically,
not, absolutely. If you're not one of those people, then you can send. If you're not getting it, if you're not seeing it, send it to me. Send me your email. I'm jessica.walker@fairhopeal.gov. I'm easy
Jessica
to reach.
jessica.walker@fairhopeal.gov.
And I'll get you all signed up.
Okay.
So
that explains why I get it to my personal email.
Absolutely.
And not to the radio station.
Do you want it to the radio station?
Sure. Well, I just forward it whenever I get it.
Okay. We'll add you in.
So, but it's because I'm a power company customer. Okay.
So,
all right. Well, we will fix whatever we need to fix in that and look forward to more comprehensive plan meetings. It's interesting. The county commission just posted that they're starting to do some land use plans as well. Are y'all using the same company?
We are not. Okay. We did not. Our selection team for the City of Fairhope selected another company. You know, we had 4 or 6 proposals, mm-hmm. and they went through the entire proposal process and selected another. I do want to mention, too, you know, we've been doing these neighborhood meetings, and there is a survey associated with this that we really need everyone to fill out. It's available at planfairhope.com.
We did it on the air, Mark, and
yes,
I took it.
I love that. Air, I know y'all did that. But coming up in March, on March the 3rd, we're doing a public workshop for the comprehensive plan that will be different, very different than the neighborhood meetings that we have held. And then on March the 8th, there will be a presentation on findings from all of these public engagement sessions, from all of these surveys. So when I say we need you to take a survey, we really need you to take a survey.
Okay.
The time is now. So we want...
Just go to planfairhope.com. Planfairhope.com.
Scroll down and you'll find that survey. It points you to it. It'll also give you all of these dates. So we are we're really excited about it and ready to hear what everybody has to say.
Very good. Thank you so much,
Thank
Jessica.
Thank you. I
Jessica
appreciate
Walker
it.
Jessica Walker with the City of Fairhope City Department Head joining us the first Wednesday of each month.